The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Bartholomew. We learn about him primarily through the lists of the apostles in the Gospels. So in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see him paired with Philip as Bartholomew. In the Gospel of John, we see a little bit different story, right? We see Nathanael sitting under the fig tree, and he comes to Christ. Philip brings him to Christ, and Christ says, I saw you sitting under the fig tree. So in John, therefore, he's called Nathanael. So what's going on here? He is still paired with Philip, so that's one big clue. The other thing is the name Bartholomew, that bar, you'll recognize that from perhaps bar mitzvah, which means son of the law, or other similar things like that, Bar Jonah, son of Jonah. So Bartholomew, literally in Hebrew, means son of Tolmai. So it's very likely a surname. So Nathanael would be his given name, and Bartholomew would be his surname. It's like calling someone by their last name. But he is paired with Philip in the Gospel of John. And so the natural conclusion is that Nathanael in John is the same as Bartholomew in the Synoptics. And this is a very old tradition, and even the song that we sang, the entrance hymn this morning, was referred to that story of Bartholomew under the fig tree. Other than that, we don't have much biblical information about Bartholomew. Tradition is that he preached in Armenia and a little bit in India as well, and the Armenian church looks to Bartholomew as I forget the other apostle that is their primary apostle, but they look at him as one of the founders of Christianity in Armenia. So tradition says that he was martyred there by being flayed alive and then beheaded. So in art, he is often shown with a flaying knife. Sometimes he is actually shown holding his skin as just a muscled individual. And that's the depiction that we have of Bartholomew from Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel. So if you look at the top of the Sistine Chapel, Bartholomew is the one that is just muscles, and then he's holding his skin in his hand. So, that's why our color today is red, because he was martyred. The readings today don't mention Bartholomew explicitly. They're not about him explicitly. The story of Bartholomew under the fig tree, or Nathanael under the fig tree, is read during morning prayer this morning. But instead, these readings refer to the general company of the apostles. And the point being that Bartholomew wasn't necessarily that prominent even among the apostles. Yet Christ addresses them all. And he says, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations." The point here being, this too is our calling. The apostles, the saints that go before us, are examples for us that we should follow with them. We are called to continue with Christ, to persist with Christ, to not be envious of his glory, but simply to be faithful with the tasks that God sends our way each day, to be strong in staying and persisting by our Lord's side. It's not about fame or accolades for us. It's about simply serving others with love and care and conscientiousness. We can assume that Bartholomew, like all of the apostles, performed healings and signs, right? That's what we read of in Acts. We can assume that like all of the apostles, everywhere he went, he preached. And there was probably turmoil wherever he went. He caused a stir everywhere. Yet the most important thing is that he remained faithful, that he daily served his Lord and his neighbors as he was called to do. Again, this is our calling too. The path to greatness in the kingdom of God is not to desire the praise of man through our outward or great deeds. It's rather to follow the example of Christ, becoming a servant of all, and always pointing others, and especially pointing to others, and especially pointing them to our Lord Jesus, always giving Him the praise and the glory, and trusting that God is honored by our service, even when no one knows what we have done. Especially when no one knows what we have done. Isn't this the life of Bartholomew? We trust that he was faithful, he was martyred for his Lord, but we don't know what he did very, very much. And maybe this is our challenge this week. Maybe perform an act of service for someone, for another person, that only you know about. Do it out of love for God and love for whoever you're serving. Do not do it out of a desire to be acknowledged, but do it in a way that intentionally no one knows who has performed this act of service. Simply share the gift of life and love with another person. We celebrate St. Bartholomew because he was counted faithful among the apostles, because he served God even to the point of martyrdom. May we follow his example, and that we too will be counted among the faithful and inherit the riches of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.